Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and find out who's trying to scam us these days. If you're giving gift cards this holiday season, you need to hear this warning. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yeah, there's a lot of scammers out there, and fortunately, they somehow use the gift cards as well. So, you know, gift cards are safe to use, but you've got to have some protection in place. When you're buying these cards, Bob, always inspect the card, make sure that the pin on the back has not been compromised or scratched or anything on that. I think a lot of consumers don't realize you should look at that before leaving the store or purchasing it. And now we're seeing it, some of the things on the scam tracker is people are putting barcodes, stickers over the current barcode that's on that card. So make sure there's no sticker on the back as well. And the safest is really to buy from online retailers directly if you want to buy a gift card. Make sure you go to the site. Don't click on a link from somebody else. And if anybody ever wants you to pay with a gift card, like, you know, utility or something like that, that is a scammer on the phone trying to get you to pay by gift card. That's the tip off the rip off, Bob.
And we're going to get cold again starting tonight. And when that happens, you have to be careful because somebody might be knocking on your door to check your furnace. What are you hearing about those kinds of things, Steve?
Well, Bob, it's a perennial problem. It happens all the time when weather gets cold, like you mentioned. The scammers will utilize the weather to, you know, excuse to knock on your door. Unsolicited offers to, you know, repair on the spot. And they always claim they happen to be down the street working for your neighbor, or working for some other storm-related damage. But, you know, what we're seeing at the BBB is, you know, they're offering energy audits. They're saying they're from the energy company. Winter insulations, snow removal, or furnace inspections, or those types of offers. Anybody coming out of the blue, knocking on your door, saying they've got this great offer, you don't do business with them because you still got to check them out. Regardless, you got to get two or three bids for everything. So somebody knocks your door or demands cash, and they'll be back. They won't be back, Bob, I assure you.
And isn't there a law in Illinois about getting something in writing if the project costs more than $1,000? Is that it?
Yeah, that's for home improvement. If it's over $1,000, they must have a written contract. But everyone should have a written contract. I don't care if it's $20. Always have a written contract signed by the company with all the, you know, all the promises he or she made. Make sure they're on the contract. And because if it's not there, it's hearsay evidence. You can't enforce it because he said, she said then, Bob.
Yeah. In South Bend, there's a police alert. What's this all about?
Well, what's happening in South Bend, there's an increase, not only South Bend, but in the Indiana borders as well, that there's uptick or reports people have been contacted by, allegedly by police officers. They have to pay money to make their warrants or court cases go away. Again, the police don't do that. They use the intimidation factor on this. And sometimes their caller ID even says the police station, and that's, you know, it can be easily spoofed as well. And what's really alarming this year, Bob, we're seeing is that there's now the scammers are going to the consumer's website and also going to the police station and getting the, you know, legitimate officer's name, so make it look authentic. So when you look up the officer, he or she does work for that city. So the police don't call you out of blue, Bob, and they don't call anybody out of the blue telling you that you have to pay it something quickly, make it go away, or you'd be arrested. The police just don't do that, Bob.
And finally, if you're going on vacation and you're renting a car, you've got a Bluetooth scam to worry about, don't you?
You do, Bob. When you rent a car, everybody's going to be traveling for the holidays. You know, when you put your phone in, you can upload your digital life to the car. If you think about it, it has all your contacts and information on there. It's good. It's okay to do. But the only thing you have to remember at the end, you have to remove it. So you have to go into the settings and remove it. If you don't know how to do it, it's best not to upload your contacts in there because, you know, like you say, you've given that person your digital life in a car you don't own, Bob.
Yeah, be careful out there. Steve Burness, BBB.org, Better Business Bureau website for more. Appreciate it as always. Hope you have a great holiday, Steve.
Thanks, Bob. You too as well.